This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So the guy in South Carolina who will be dying by firing squad in about an hour and 9 minutes from now requested KFC for his final meal.
That is true.
Really?
I don't know if it was KFC that I would want that as part of my public relations campaign.
One last time.
If I was being executed tonight in about an hour, because it's 6 p.m. Eastern, so 5 o'clock here, so right at the beginning of Festivus, he'll be getting three bullets to the chest. Can you order as much as you want? Because at that point, I really don't care about my weight nor my heart health.
Three buckets.
So you can order whatever you want.
He has ordered three buckets.
That's a lot. That's a lot of fried
original
chicken.
Recipe KFC.
Did he get
fried
the coleslaw
chicken.
With it?
Okay.
You know, it doesn't. He didn't.
What
go
was his
it?
Crime?
He killed his ex-girlfriend.
He killed his ex-girlfriend's parents.
Okay.
Like 23 years ago. Because I would get like a Big Mac,
okay,
two fries, hot fudge sundae.
Why wouldn't you get a meal that you're going to enjoy? Like a nice steak.
Or some from Jasper's.
Some shrimp. Ooh,
does
Jasper's.
Does it really matter at that
Grunauer's.
Point?
Yeah, I'd like to have like a schnitzel.
Oh, yeah, jinx.
Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to bring this back at 4 o'clock because I have been placed in Yelp timeout. And I'm angry I've been placed in Yelp timeout. Mm. And I know that every single like social media app and, you know, online business like that, they have rules and regulations. And some of you listening may have been placed before in Facebook timeout and have no idea why. You know, every once in a while, we'll get someone to call in or a friend of mine will say, oh, my gosh, look at this. Facebook has put me in timeout. I've been warned over like content that was either, you know, I don't even know what breaks the rules, Sam. I've only been warned once, and it was years ago.
So do you still have the review that you wrote?
Oh yeah.
Can you read it to us?
And
then we can determine if you belong in Yelp timeout.
Well, so Dana and I have already talked about this off the air, and Dana, I'm sorry. Based on their rules and regulations for posting reviews,
okay,
I think they had every right to put you in Yelp timeout.
Okay, but if I'm allowed to warn someone, let's say I go into a restaurant and I watched three employees not wash their hands. That is my experience. I watched this happen.
Okay.
I would be allowed to say, in my experience, I watched three employees come out and not wash their hands.
That is not a consistent analogy, but
take
I understand
it
what you're saying.
Or leave it. That I'm putting that on
so
Yelp.
So don't name the business that you reviewed.
Oh, no, I'm naming the business.
Please don't.
Oh, no. Watch me. I'm naming it.
I don't want us to get sued.
I posted.
We've named the business many times.
The link to the, quote, massage place on 129th and State Line, where no fewer than now seven women have come forward to say they were sexually assaulted.
Okay, so that's where you did the review.
I said, here's the review.
Okay.
Here's the link to the Kansas City Star.
Well, I thought it was going to be like some...
Nope. Here's the link. Ladies,
bourgeois restaurant.
Just letting everybody know that if you are looking to book a massage, I want you to see this on Yelp. Here's the Kansas City Star article. You decide. If you want to go in and get a massage at a place where seven women say they were sexually assaulted at Fusion Spa at 129th and State Line, that is completely up to you.
By the way, I agree with your frustration about getting put in timeout. But based on their rules and regulations and the response that they gave you.
This is what it says. Hello. I thought it was spam, by the way. I mean, I get something from Yelp. I thought it was spam. We are reaching out to let you know that our moderators removed your post about Fusion Spa at 129th and State Line. We typically remove posts that appear to be motivated by media attention or current events rather than one's own customer experience with the business. I'm going to stop that sentence right there. My experience with Fusion Spa on 129th and State Line Road in Kansas City, Missouri, is that no fewer than seven women have come forward to say they were sexually assaulted there, and charges have been filed in two of those cases.
Okay,
that's my experience.
Where is it located?
It's at 129th and State Line. It's called Fusion Spa.
Okay.
We recognize, they write, that this business may have been in the media spotlight and that people may have strong opinions about the situation. I'm going to insert logic there again. Yes, women have strong opinions when they are sexually assaulted trying to get a massage at 129th and State Line. We're funny like that.
What's the name of the business again?
Fusion Spa.
Okay. Where was
Please be aware that any further content you post in response to media attention may be subject to removal without notification. Repeated guideline violations may result in your account being closed. So you mean to tell me that if I have a crappy experience somewhere with service, fine, I can post that. Or I need to warn someone that, like, there's not good hand washing going on. That's fine. Or I feel like they left their mayonnaise out for 4 days. You might have the poops for a week. That's fine.
Yeah.
But if women are being sexually assaulted.
Where?
At 129th and State Line at Fusion Spa, you apparently cannot warn people with one star on Yelp. And by the way, you're not allowed to give zero stars. I don't want you to think I would give it one star. Usually sex assault should be zero stars. It's not set up like that. You have to give it one star.
The issue being, from Yelp's perspective, and again, I agree with your frustration, the issue from Yelp's perspective is that you did not have this experience.
Mm.
You had the experience adjacent.
On behalf of all women in Kansas City, Missouri, and South Leawood and Martin City, we share in the fury with what happened to those women. And if you want to go on Yelp, and one of the survivors actually posted her experience on there. That was her experience as a sex assault survivor.
And that post remains.
That post remains because it was her experience.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dan and Bunny. What was the address again? And State Line. Fusion Spa. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. We'll see you on the other side of the news.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.